You don't have all eternity in which to get everything done. You can't afford to follow up every maybe, and wouldn't this be interesting? Because you just don't have the time. So once having spotted the irrelevancies, the next step should be to weed them out so that the resources can then be diverted to ways of enhancing your happiness. And this, of course, again, comes by starting from zero and building it that way and then comparing it with what you have, and you'll see what is not necessary. And what you're seeing, of course, is actually a mistake. An irrelevancy is a form of a mistake. You have mistakenly allocated your resources to something for one moment longer than it was relevant. It may have been very relevant at the time you instituted this particular thing, but it has since become irrelevant and you've been continuing to allot resources to it. Now, the price for that mistake may turn out to be no more than the wasted minutes of irrelevance, or it may be something much greater. But either way, there will be a price of some kind to pay for this mistake, as with every mistake, and you are going to have to pay it, either now or later after it mounts up to a higher price. Don't expect to get off from any mistakes scot-free. It just won't happen. And since there is always a price of some kind, then find it. Who's involved in this matter? What does that person want? What is that person going to demand as his absolution in it? Is that the proper word? I'll define it next week. What does that person want to let you off? That's what I mean, let you off. That's precise. Now, there will always be a price at which you can clear the record. It may be such a humdinger of a price that you would never even consider paying it, but it is there and you can find it. This is where restitution takes on importance. It is important to the man who is offering to make the restitution, because by so doing he is demonstrating that while he is not mistake-proof, he at least does not expect others to pay for his mistake. He might make some very bad mistakes, but he will not walk off and leave them. Now, such a man is most likely going to inspire the confidence of just about anybody who is really worth dealing with, according to his standards. Now, that is where restitution is important. Important to you to offer it when necessary. To demand it from someone else is meaningless. You may suggest it if that person hasn't thought about it and you think it might be meaningful to him. But as soon as he says, no, I don't think I ought to make restitution, then forget about it. You'll spend the rest of your life trying to exact it from somebody who is not prepared to pay it, and it will be more trouble than it's worth. But that doesn't mean it isn't important to you to offer it, because by so doing you make yourself a worthy person to deal with those people you would like to deal with. Now, during that period when you're trying to ascertain the price, be thinking of the price also at which it would be worth it to you to go ahead and pay and be rid of the situation. Determine the maximum price that you are willing to pay to clear this record and to get rid of it. And beyond that price, it is better to leave things as they are. Now, once you have determined that price, don't bluff. Perhaps you won't have to pay that much, but if you do, pay it. You do so only because it is more profitable to pay that price than it is to let things stay as they are, which is unprofitable to you. But you also know that beyond that price, it's no longer worth it to try to make the change. That breaking point is going to be pretty high up there, though. It takes a pretty high price to be out of the question of paying. At any rate, if the other party tries to exact a higher price than he has earned for his efforts heretofore, then he's going to suffer for his attempt to try to grab unearned benefits. But don't make his problem your problem. It's not your point in this thing to try to make sure that he makes the proper restitution for his mistakes, or that he gets exactly what he deserves. Remember the decision-making evils. Don't try to prove to him he's wrong. Don't try to demonstrate that he'll get his comeuppance too. Don't try to show that you're not the only person who's going to pay and so forth and all that. Sure, he might be amenable to a little reason or persuasion. Give it to him, offer it to him, but practice the silver rule. Give him the consideration and attention you feel you would require in order to better able see the truth if you had been overlooking something. But if he doesn't accept it, forget it. Don't frustrate yourself trying to change that other person. That's time that could be spent in your new life, making something worthwhile for yourself in your new freedom. Then telescope the payment into the short term just as much as you possibly can. Don't accept lifetime payments of any kind, and try to arrange it to be a fast liquidation during the time when your incentive and your understanding of the price are at their highest. That'll be the time when it's the easiest to pay it. So try to telescope the price into the short term just as much as possible so you can pay it and get rid of it as quickly as possible.